When did the Baptists start?
That was after they started standardizing religions in 1963,
I think that's why they had to split the Protestants. Is that one to the
Baptists? They just kept splitting.
Oh, okay. So you get the Baptists, you get Baptists too, or mm-hmm. did they have a separate name? Or
did they start version numbers at some point? It was Baptist 1.3.x. And then eventually they just started naming after, like, big cats.
The patches are fascinating.
Big cats. I think they moved on to mountain parks. Wait, are we talking about Apple?
Oh.
Well, it is. There is a certain amount of religious fervor that gets brought up with that on occasion.
Well, that's true. Depending on the denomination, it all started with an apple.
Well done.
Full circle.
I like the way you put these pieces together. Are you like into conspiracies?
Cause boy, do we have some for you.
Oh, boy, that's four words to end a date. Are you into conspiracies?
I'd look at them and go, for the right one, I would be. I mean, the right conspiracy.
I'd say, who sent you?
Me, I did.
Oh, who do you work for?
Me, I do.
Who doesn't have a sweet ad deal with Audible.com? Facts, but better. Welcome to Facts, but Better. I am Un, and I will be your moderator. Now, let us introduce our panel tonight. You there in the magenta. Who are you, and how many jelly beans can you fit in a ball jar?
I am Electric Keat, and I'll tell you as soon as I can get my hand back out of the jar.
You have to let them go.
But I'll lose count.
Oh, well.
And in the portal shirt, same question.
I am Soreth, and since I have invented and perfected my jelly bean fuser, one.
Very impressive. And in the tree shirt.
I am a synthetic intelligence currently being punished to inhabit this flesh sack. It's a little weird. I usually go by Emulated Matrix 7318, but you could probably just call me N for short.
I am really sorry about the time I got drunk and got all the numbers totally backwards.
Yeah, that tends to cause me to crash, so please be careful with that.
It's because backward 7 looks kind of like a weird, maybe an E, but not really.
Like a rotated F. L.
Yeah.
It was the life of the party after, the crash.
Oh.
That's true, it just wasn't me.
Now, in the previous episode, I rather arbitrarily decreed that the new fish gets to keep score, so, Em, that's on you.
Suddenly I'm aquatic? What can these bodies do? What can't they do?
Oh, you'll find out.
Apparently they can't handle their weed.
And so that our points matter, tonight's prize is this box of chocolate banana vanilla cream pocky. Oh, and I suppose if you want something to munch on in the meantime, there's this bag of matcha Kit Kats, but you don't get any points for consuming it.
I'd like to roll to disbelieve in this pocky.
I'm going to ignore the existence of coffee nut M&Ms in the middle because I think they haven't been mentioned, so I'm going to pretend they don't exist so I can take them later.
I'm gonna get this Kit Kat.
You don't have to pounce on your prey and perform the death bite.
It just looks fun.
Is that how you do it? Oh. I've been wondering.
That's how I do it.
Oh.
Everyone has a style.
Oh.
You gotta follow your bliss, baby.
I better learn.
Regarding the coffee nut M&Ms, they are a late entry, so I will not tell anyone what to do or not to do with them. Just remember that the eyes of the world are upon you.
Also, don't leave them overnight, because it'll start to itch.
Good, we'll fix it in post. They never existed.
Our main topic for tonight will be podcasts your least favorite uncle listens to. Please remember this main topic. There will be a quiz at the end of the program.
That's a cinch. We always nail those.
For our first round, MP3 is over. Please convince the following person to listen to the following podcast. Part the first, convince Michael Bay to listen to a podcast of Vogon poetry.
So, I mean, if you're in the quest to inflict suffering on your audiences, shouldn't you, learn from the masters? I feel dirty. I can't do this. No one should Vogon poetry. No.
I was just going to say to Michael Bay, if I had him in front of me, look, it's going to involve explosions. Sure, it might be your brain that explodes instead, but there's some going to be explosions in there. That's, you like explosions, right? And incomprehensible dialogue, it's also that at the same time.
All right, then. Part the second. Convince Hunter S. Thompson to listen to a podcast of the sound of paint drying in real time.
Take a nice cast iron frying pan, you know, the sort you'd have around the campfire, and just smack him upside the back of the head and knock him out. Because there's no other way you're going to get him to sit and put up with Vogon poetry. That man has the means to dispatch anything that displeases him. Well, then again, he's also
presently dead. He does worse substances for breakfast.
Yeah.
Including paint drying.
So, I give up. I don't think it's possible.
No, I think we can get him to listen to the sound of paint drying. We just have to tell him that it's a very slowed down confession by Richard Nixon.
I like that.
Yeah.
Mm. It might work.
Yeah, it's just crazy enough.
You want to go back in time and find out?
Oh, no, it's okay. I've got him in this sack.
Oh, okay. Well, so we'll get to that after the show.
Yep.
Are you going to huff it later?
What? Huff Hunter S. Thompson?
Yeah.
He's got are new to this body's thing.
He's got to have enough fumes coming off of him.
Well, yeah, but...
Yeah, you realize the street value of those ashes? Actually, I don't even know. Was he buried... Cremated?
I'm pretty sure he was shot into space in the ocean at the same time.
Yeah, something like that.
Or he died while in space and then they dumped him in the ocean?
Cremated, used to make chalk, and that chalk was used by children to write on a class board about why the Pledge of Allegiance.
I can't tell. Is that a fate that he would have liked or hated?
Hold on, I'm still learning all this stuff. How would you make chalk out of milk?
Oh, it's all the calcium.
Oh, of course. But, like, you have to dry it first.
Oh, yeah. I mean, you don't want wet chalk.
Right.
What you do is you separate the calcium out from the rest of the milk, and what's left over is what you then make into Yoo-Hoo.
Okay. Because you said you cremated him.
Cremated, yeah. You know, it's just like, it's the non-dairy creamer type stuff. Cremated.
Yeah, okay.
And that's why you call it carbonation.
Think about that next time you open up one of those little tubs of coffee, mate.
Forget the ashes. I just want to see what the street value of that creamer is. Mm. Put it in that coffee and...
Well then, for our next round, sexual ecstasy.
Oh my.
Please quote a passage from the following Bodice Ripper novels. Part the first, Selene Civet and the Matriarchal Tentacled Ioport.
Is that the one that had the GLaDOS, XP in it?
I'm
pretty sure that's the Matriarch.
The problem is, I'm thinking, okay, look, I want to quote this, but then everybody's going to know that I read it, and then it's going to get awkward, but I can't do that, so I'm not...
Well, you could, because you just admitted to having read it on air, so everyone knows, and the pressure's off.
Oh, hey, okay, then if it's all out in the closet... Celine stretched and rubbed at her backside. Oh, honey, his scuzzy port. There, that's one line. That's all you get.
I think...
We're done.
I think that failed the Bechdel test.
I mean, I think I read that one. I could just look it up in 2 seconds, because, you know, I have the internet in my brain.
Don't fear Googling it.
Yeah,
but that's cheating. That.
Boy, that's going to be terrible.
Sort of need a smartphone.
Imagine when Google manages to build a genuine digital intelligence, and the first thing it does is say, you know, hey, tell you what, let's relax. We'll play a Trivial Pursuit, and they'll say, you'll just cheat.
Yeah. By using
it'll
a smartphone?
Integrated. It'll be Google. Yeah. Becoming sentient. Okay.
Can you put that in your head?
And
well, you
Google
put
secretary?
It to your head, and then people apparently believe that it causes, cancer in your brain.
Oh.
I mean, it doesn't, but they believe that. It's being organic is very complicated.
Yeah, something about metastasizing. Yeah.
Yeah, you might not want to linger in that one too long.
Actually, I had a question first, because I don't even understand this part. I'm not kink shaming. I'm not trying to harsh anyone's buzz or anything like that. I just want to know what's the utility of putting in your bra?
So I mean, this is like family friendly. Can we answer that on air?
The topic is sexual ecstasy.
Well, yeah, from what I heard.
I think we're a little unclear on the concept.
Yeah, we could all use demonstrations.
Oh. All right.
Sorry.
All right, then. Part the second. TPS reports of gore.
Ain't touching this.
I did a book report on this in, the sixth grade, but the only thing I can remember at this point was part of that passage about the heather tickling her windswept moors.
Isn't that in the Song of Solomon?
Oh, I might have been reading the wrong book.
Oh, okay.
Oops. Sorry about that. I'm sure it won't happen again.
I never read that installment myself, just the one about the houseplants.
Yeah. I'm gonna have to get you to come in for a lashing on Saturday. That'd be great. If you could come in on Sunday, we have a torturer scheduled, but we can double up. I'm just gonna have you come in the whole weekend. That'd be great.
PC, okay. Your letter will be loaded.
Oh my.
OPT-1's on fire.
And for our next round, murder on Apollo 17. Please explain who committed the following murders and why. Part the first, the murder of the artificial intelligence who ran the Coke machine at the spaceport.
I would contend that Coca-Cola murdered that artificial intelligence when they sent it to run a Coke machine at that spaceport. Have you been to that spaceport? It's a hole.
Excuse me.
Like,
I've been to that spaceport. That Coke machine was my sibling.
See?
Copy sibling.
I'm
a copy sibling. It's very close. But, if you do know who killed it, then please tell me, because I've been wondering that myself for at least, 50 cycles.
It was a clone gunman.
That was really terrible. They're going to take away your license.
Oh, that's okay. I'll just fake up another one.
Shoots clones only.
And part the second, the murder of the supreme leader of Zorthonax's seventh host body.
Was that the one that was eaten by the drummer or the one that exploded on stage?
The one that exploded on stage. Remember? Because there was that engineered retrovirus carried by the mosquitoes. So technically those were engineered by the Jean Ford Foundation, and there's this whole conspiracy theory about that, but I think the mosquitoes acted on their own.
Oh, come on. You can't really believe they acted on their own.
Hive mind, swarm intelligence? It's possible.
Yeah, exactly that. I mean,
some of my best friends are hive minds.
I mean, look at how many security guards they evaded. Look at how they knew exactly how to get in, where to go to, and then how to get out without getting caught. They would have, too, if it hadn't have been for that lint trap. But there's just no way that they'd be able to do all that preparation just by themselves.
It could have been a sentient meme, in which case it was the guards, and then they forgot about it. Now they just immediately forget that they saw that, dog with a silly grin on its face and, a secret code underneath, that's subliminal to get into your brain, and then it says something kill the supreme leader of Zorthonax. If I was going to do it, that's how I was going to do it.
We may have to edit that in post, because it technically counts as a threat against...
But this was past tense, so technically that was a confession.
For Zorthonax.
Well, yeah, but import this into the past.
Oh, damn. Well, in that case, personally, I think Zorthonax was never quite the same after the fourth body, because that's the one that disappeared off into time and space after ingesting, coffee that had Hunter S. Thompson cream in it.
You've said Zorthanax so many times, it's starting to sound funny.
Zorthanax.
it doesn't sound like
it's
a real
not
word
to be confused
anymore.
With Zorthanax, which is the security company that exterminates Zorthanaxes.
Yeah.
Wait, no, I thought.
But only for the first three or four.
Well, after that, it stopped being any.
Right, so no one knows it's the seventh one, but it was the first couple of them that they
wait,
did.
Wait,
that
is that Zorthanax or Zorthanax?
Zorthanix is
that's
the.
That's the stuff I'm on.
Yes.
For my Squeedly spooch.
Yep.
Okay.
And then
you said Zorthanex was this other thing, and I was like, whoa, what did I sign up for? You
that's
know?
As opposed to Zorthan the Ninth, which is the next planet over. He's the, you know, not the supreme leader, but he's like a local constabulary.
Yeah. There's also Zorthanox, which is pretty much just like Zorthanex, but has more strict rules about what you can eat. And what you have to do when you go to church.
And for some reason, when you breathe them in, it makes you giggly.
That's Zorthanix with the Y.
Ah, okay. I was thinking, yeah.
A common confusion.
Yeah.
And now, agriculture. Please debate the following trends in agriculture. Part the first. Cycling out fields of hokum berries with Megacorp strain RY129 green beets.
See, here's the thing, is once you've had a season of those green beets, the soil's never the same.
Yeah, we gotta stick to it past the second season. It gets better.
I don't know. I sat through 33 episodes of season one and just bored me to tears.
Well, the problem is they got to five actually ending anything.
By the end, was Hunter S. Thompson still in the room listening to paint dry?
Yes.
What do you expect, though? It's made by a megacorp.
Yeah, I was hoping they'd wrap it up sometime soon. Look, I thought
their business model is to just stretch it out as long as possible and then force everyone to watch it anyway.
Man, I miss By and Large.
I think the main thing we're missing here is that hokum berries taste like boiled ants.
Yeah, that's the appeal.
Why people like it?
Well, it's a little bit sweeter than boiled ants usually are, but only a little.
It's generally at least a little bit better than bullshit berries, which taste like fried ants.
I'm not shopping at any of the same supermarkets as you guys.
Supermarkets?
Wait. Oh.
I would have been lucky to have supermarkets.
See, you've never been in the grocery outlet, have you?
No.
Yeah, that's why we call it the gross out.
Is that where you get your food for these bodies?
No, that's just normal.
But food just appears?
Well,
yeah.
Yes.
In the fridge here. Yes.
It's been my observation that most of the time the amount of food disappears, like declines over time.
You have to keep eating it or else the fridge gets overfull.
Yeah.
Sensible.
Sounds you don't want to have to clean up a clogged fridge.
Well, you don't have to do it all at once.
I don't have to clean up a clogged me.
Oof.
How much did you eat?
How much was in the fridge?
Oh, you're going to have a fun time in the next couple hours.
It's a lot of eggs.
Maybe I can disincorporate it before then.
Right then. Part the second, the use of asteroid water to replace Terran water.
How the heck else are you going to get your recommended daily allowance of spores?
That's a good question.
They've been trying to synthesize spores that, like, you know, because they can't just make them. They've been trying to synthesize them, but they're not the same.
Since the ocean dried up, then, like, the spores just don't come around anymore. So you have to start throwing them down from
the
sky.
We have to get them from somewhere. And it's going to have to be the asteroid. You know, I think we need that to survive. If it weren't for her, we wouldn't be the happy collective we are today.
That's true.
And you know, it's most of that's the spores, though.
It was something that we smoked.
Oh.
The spores tell me everything is okay.
I think that's the Megacorp, actually.
The spores tell me it's the spores.
Ah, well, trust them then.
And for our final round, do you remember what our main topic is?
Spores.
Spores?
Hunter S. Thompson.
Spores.
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 Sports?
Spores.
Spores.
I clearly have to drink more water.
Yes, have some.
Yes, have some.
Well, we seem to have a three-way tie on the final round. However, in the magenta, Ms. Keat, I am getting the strongest brainwaves from you of hooray for the false banana, therefore you win. Eat the damn pocky.
It's all the scores.
Hey, wasn't I the scorekeeper? Everyone has a score of infinity, except Keat, who has negative infinity.
Ooh, contradiction.
But you still win, because that's a pretty good achievement, honestly.
And now, before we go, I'd like to tell you about Hostess Fruit Pies. They stop 9 out of 10 supervillains and don't taste anything like fruit. That's all for now. Thank you for enjoying Facts, but Better.
And the 10th supervillain can't really complain, because, well, you know, that's... they get thrown in jail.
Well, I mean, I can complain. I have an allergy to that, quote, fruit, unquote, filling. Yeah. But, I mean, really, did you think before. Any prison would hold me?
You're not going to try out the M&M seat?
Well, we have to...
There's such a good dog
room in
here.
We have to share them.
Oh, yeah, it's a share size.
Now we have to share them in comment. Oh, see, yeah, it's telling me you have to share them. I don't have to. There's nothing... Oh, that says share happiness. Well, if you'll take Pocky instead.
I'll take Pocky in lieu of Pocky.
Hey,
it's
an one.
It's not a convenient package for these things. How are you supposed to open them?
Flame the mega club.
You know, it doesn't really taste like coffee.
Very, very light.
Kind of just tastes like someone forgot to put the coffee.
The darker ones, I think, are the stronger flavor of coffee. Because the other two are like latte and like cappuccino.
They actually have distinct flavors. Oh, yeah. The banana pocky. These are fantastic. You'll hate them.
I'll probably like them.
Oh, yeah. I already do.
Mmm. So artificial. Mmm. Kind of knuckles.
What knuckles?
What?
What knuckles?
Chemicals.
Oh.
Delicious chemicals.
Yeah, these are pretty great. And
okay. I concur. Yeah. Hooray for the false banana. Mm-hmm.
So what the heck is matcha anyway?
Green tea, but the powdered kind.
Oh, so this is like a chocolate made out of instant.
To me, it doesn't taste anything like matcha because I don't like matcha at all, but I like those.
I also don't like matcha, but this is at least the powder's the powder's in chocolate form.
I can tell where it tastes like matcha, but it is balanced heavily with other things. Green tea desserts actually tends to work out in this direction. Like, there ends up being a hint of the green tea, and then there's everything else that you would normally expect in whatever they've added green tea to.
Tastes like someone added lawn clippings to a Kit Kat.
Yeah.
That's the matcha.
Yeah. That's the grassy, almost barley-ish flavor, or, yeah. Not barley.
So,
Actually, a little bit of oregano, almost that woody kind of, or wood, woody, grassy, you know, green.
Well, it's far better than tin.
Hi.
So, your jar is a little bit bigger this week. Are you still an infectious disease, or?
I'm biding my time very slowly, climbing the ladder. Currently, I am in a probationary slime mold position.
Oh, hey, those are actually pretty good.
Thank you.
Like, you can get a lot done.
I saw probationary slime mold when they opened for the Flaming Lips.
Oh, that was such a concert.
Fucking intense.
I think. I had a lot of spores. I don't really remember it.